What's up, everybody? Happy Opportunity Day. Sammy V here. Hope you're having a great day no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are in your life. I hope you're having a great day. Every day above ground is a great day. Every day above ground is an opportunity for you to get better, to learn, to grow, and to improve in your life. Experience life. We get one of these damn things. Let's freaking experience it. Let's enjoy it. Let's laugh. Let's have a great time. You know, let's enjoy our life. Today is an opportunity. So happy Opportunity Day. Welcome to episode number 81. Haven't done a long form episode like this in a while, but I am excited. I feel like I have a topic today that honestly just really resonated with me. And, you know, I'm going to preface this episode with saying that this is not my concept. I didn't come up with this concept. I'm basically stealing a concept right now and teaching on it from a book that I've just finished called It Takes What It Takes. And it's so funny when you read things, reading books not only give you a different perspective, right? Or maybe you learn different things that you can apply in your life, but also many times an author in a book or even in an article or whatever it might be, maybe has a way of communicating something that you've always thought. And now once they communicated it, now you can clearly conceptualize, oh my gosh, I've always understood this concept. I've always thought about this concept, but I've never been able to put it into words like this author did. And now I can understand it crystal clear. And so I'm going to go through this concept. The concept is the illusion of choice. And it's in this book called It Takes What It Takes, written by a guy by the name of Trevor Moad, who was, and I don't know if he still is, but Russell Wilson's like life coach or, psychology kind of coach. He worked with Nick Saban, Georgia football, and Florida State, and a number of other sports organizations and athletes. And he tells a ton of great stories in this book, It Takes What It Takes. And the concept that he talked about was called the illusion of choice. And so I'm going to kind of go through what this concept is, and then I'm going to talk about how it applies to everyday life. So when doing that, I'm going to read you a long quote, and I encourage you to really pay attention and take in what I'm saying, and then we're going to kind of go through it. And along with that, I'm going to read some quotes as well throughout the book. But this quote comes from a presentation he did to the Alabama football team. So, and I don't remember exactly when he, presented this, whether this was before game or preseason, but nonetheless, it doesn't really matter. So this is the quote, and it's a long quote here. It's called The Illusion of Choice. A lot of times we feel as if we have choices to make about where we want to go and what it takes to get there. The reality is that what it takes to succeed is not really a choice. We get tired of talking about it. I get tired of talking about it. I know we all do, but we are going to talk about it until we resolve it. Anyone who runs a marathon will tell you that miles 20 to 26 are the hardest. And anyone who quits running at mile 22 will tell you that they immediately felt better. And it's true, but days later, when they read about the people who finished ahead of them, who kept running, they will have instant regret. My point is that the only choice you had was to come to this school. Once you choose that, you said, I am going to be elite. If that's true, then the formula is the formula. Years from now, when they look back at this Alabama team, all that will be left is what we did. Not what we could have done. If only this or this happened. If we are elite, if we are a team who believes big, then we don't have a choice about how we finish this spring. None. This game rewards people who do it right. This game has demands. You do them and succeed, or you don't do them and you struggle. There is no middle area. My point is, we don't have a choice about how we are going to do things if we are going to stay true to the goals we all made to start this year. So I guess he presented this in the spring, right before the spring season. And I love that quote. I love that whole concept, the illusion of choice. Because the truth is that if you have goals, right, you want to be successful, there's very few ways and options that you have. There's not very many paths to success. Very few. It even says it in the book here. If you care about results, however, there are relatively few paths that will lead you where you want to go. And the sooner you understand that, the sooner you can start putting yourself on those paths. So what they're saying is that, look, if you want to be successful, whatever goal you have, right? If you have, you want to run a marathon, there's very few pathways to be able to run a marathon. I mean, really, there's one way, and that's to go out on a training plan for a long period of time, 3, 4, 5 months at minimum, to go out and train yourself to be able to run a marathon. That's the only choice you had. If you want to run a marathon, you don't have all these choices. You basically have one choice. Maybe you have choices of multiple different plans that you can choose from, training plans. But the reality, and I've seen people do this, the people that don't follow a training plan, they typically don't get it done because they didn't make the choice, which is to follow the plan, to do the training and stay consistent and to stay disciplined to complete the plan. I've done it where I didn't stay disciplined and I made the choice to not stay disciplined and I didn't end up running the marathon. Actually, it's right now. This is happening right now. I was supposed to run a marathon tomorrow as I record this and I got off track from the training plan. And so therefore, guess what? The result of running the marathon didn't happen. And so when we have a goal in our life, when we want specific results, we really don't have a choice. You know, for example, you know, I just started an Airbnb business. Just started it. I'm literally on my fifth or sixth guest right now. And if I want to run a successful Airbnb and be profitable and make money from that business, I don't really have a choice on if a guest calls me, whether I answer the phone or not. I don't really have a choice about how I run the business. I'm going to have to make sure that all of the things that are necessary to run a successful Airbnb business are taken care of. They've got toilet paper. I've got, you know, I just went on a long trip, 5-day business trip. I had to take about 1 to 2 hours before I went on that trip to make sure that my cleaning lady had everything prepared. And I went through a checklist and I had to do this work before I left so that my cleaning lady could come in and successfully execute her cleaning so that I can continue to run a good business or build a good business and I can get good reviews. I don't really have a choice. You know, if a guest texts me or messages me on the Airbnb app, I don't have a choice whether I respond to them quickly or not. If I want to become a super host and I want to have a profitable, successful Airbnb business, I've got to respond quickly. I've got to make sure the place is clean. I've got to take care of issues when they happen. I don't have a choice. And so the sooner we realize that we don't have a choice in regards to what we do in relation to our goals in life, the sooner we realize we don't have a choice, then it makes it a lot easier because we think we have this illusion of choice. So we have a lot of options, right? It talks about it in the book. We have a lot of options. But in reality, we don't have many choices. I'm going to go through another quote that Nick Saban said and this is a long one as well, but I encourage you once again, pay attention. I know it can be difficult when someone's reading, but I think it's valuable here. So they all think they have this illusion of choice, Saban told the reporters. Like, I can do whatever I want to do. And you kind of have a younger generation now that doesn't always get told no. They don't always get told this is exactly how you need to do it. So they have this illusion that they have all these choices. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make choices and decisions to have the discipline and focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals. All these guys think that they have a lot of choices are really sadly mistaken. And I think, as we all have done with our own children, they learn these lessons of life as they get older. And sometimes the best way to learn is from the mistakes that you make, even though we all hate to see them have to make them. And we don't really condone them when they do. So basically what Nick Saban is saying there is that we think we have these choices, but the reality is if we want to be good, if we want to hit our goals, we want to achieve something, we don't have a choice. I mean, you want to be a six-figure income earner in sales, you don't have a choice on working hard. Like, you have to come in, have a great attitude, work your ass off, maximize the time while you're there, read books, take training courses. You don't have a choice. The way that I look at, you know, my career and the thing that I'm trying to do with my job and my career path, like, when I don't feel like I have a choice whether I work through lunch or not. I don't even think that's an option for me. It's like, if I want to get to the next income level, I want to get to the next level in business and get our sales to the next level, I don't have a choice on whether I come into work with a great attitude or not. You know, if I want to be a good leader, if my goal is to be a good leader, to be able to motivate, push, encourage, and help salespeople develop and do better, right, and make more money, I don't have a choice on whether I come into work every day with a great attitude and a positive energy. I don't have a choice if my sales rep needs something on Thursday at 7 o'clock. I don't really have a choice whether I answer that call or not. I'm answering the phone call. It's one choice. It's an obvious yes, that's what I have to do, because it takes what it takes. And so the problem that so many people have, right, is they think that, you know, there's many ways to success, and there really isn't. Maybe there's different, you know, avenues, but the path is pretty much the same. It's you're going to have to do more than what's required. You're going to have to go above and beyond. You're going to have to be willing to do what other people are not willing to do. You know, if you want to separate yourself from the pack on an income level, if the average person in the United States makes $55,000 a year and you want to make $200,000 a year, you're going to have to find a way to separate yourself from the rest of society. You can't expect to just do what everyone else does and get a better result. The truth is if you want a better result, then you don't have a choice on what you do. You've got to come early. You've got to stay late. You've got to go the extra mile. You've got to take phone calls when it's not necessarily convenient. You've got to provide value, more value than you take in money. You have to be willing to do things that you're not paid for. You have to be willing to develop yourself and read books. And, you know, I was just at the gym, and my sales manager, his name is Brandon. I ran into him at the gym, and he's on the treadmill next to me he's walking on the treadmill, and he's reading a book. You know, Brandon has big goals. He's told me his income goals and the things he wants to accomplish. And because of those goals, he doesn't have a choice on whether he reads a freaking book on the treadmill. The way that he looks at it is, I don't have a choice. I got to maximize this time. I'm going to be on the treadmill for 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to be walking. This is a great opportunity for me to read a book so I can develop myself as a person. He doesn't have a choice. And so we think that we have all these choices, and we think that we're going to be able to do whatever we want to do, and we'll just end up with the result that we want. We think we'll just end up with that result. It's just going to happen. And the reality is that it's not. It's not just going to happen. There's a level of work required. There's a level of intensity required. There is a level of discipline that's required for you to achieve whatever goal you want to achieve. You don't have a choice, people. You don't. Now, if you don't want to have goals, you don't want to accomplish things in your life, you don't want to see certain things happen in your life, then yeah, you have plenty of choices. You have plenty of choices. But if you want to achieve more in your life, you want to accomplish things, you have goals and things you want to achieve in your career, personally, financially, professionally, relationally. You know, if you want to be a great spouse, you don't really have a choice whether you cheat on your spouse or not. Like, you don't have a choice. The only decision is to not cheat. If your goal is to have a great relationship and to be a great partner to somebody, if you want to be a great partner to somebody, you don't have a choice whether you treat them with respect or not. The only option is to treat them with respect. Do you see what I'm saying here? Are you conceptualizing that if you really want these things in your life, you don't have many, if any, choices. There's usually one decision that you can make. And what drives me up a wall is when I see people that say that they want things and expect these things to happen, but then they think that they have all these choices. You know, when your back's against the wall in life, maybe you've got no money in the bank, you know, you've got nothing. I bet you that person that's got nothing, right? Their back's against the wall. They don't have a choice whether they go to work or not to make money. There is no other choice. The choice is to get their ass out of bed and get to work. There's one choice to make. There's one decision. There aren't any options. I've been there before. You know, 4.5 years ago, I had $2,000 to my name. In January 1st of 2019, I had $2,000 to my name. I was living at my parents' house, working in an office setup that I made in their basement. I had no option. I had no choice but to get up every day and work my ass off and take on opportunities that came across my way. I had no choice but to drive all over the state of Ohio and do speaking gigs and end up getting paid for them. I had no choice but to write a book on a Friday afternoon at, on a Friday morning at 9 a.m. I had nothing to do that day, literally nothing. There was no business for me to have. I had to create something. And so at 9 a.m., I sat down at my desk and said, I'm going to write a book. And by 1 o'clock, I had a book written that ended up making the bestsellers list for about 2 weeks. And I made, on my own over the next 4 months, about $10,000 from selling that book. I had no choice but to do that. I had no choice but when I moved down to Naples, Florida, when I had $8,000 to my name at that point, when I moved down to Naples, but to give everything that I had to the opportunity that was put forth in front of me so that I could get myself to a different situation. So I could get, you know, my goal at the time was to save $100,000. That was my big thing. I wanted to save 100 grand. I wanted to put 100 grand away. I had no choice but to travel all over the country. I mean, the way I looked at it is, yeah, boom, there's an opportunity. The only decision is to go. The only choice is to go. The only choice is to go out to California, to go to Las Vegas, to go to Indiana, to go to Ohio, to be on the road 2 weeks out of every month. I had no choice but to work my ass off. I had no choice but to get up early, get to the gym, get to the office, to work long hours, to work Saturdays and Sundays. I had no choice. Because the reality is that if I wanted to save 100 grand in the next 2 to 3 years, I had to do these things. I didn't have a choice on how I spent my money. I had to be super conservative. Because the amount of money I made over the next 2.5 to 3 years to save $100,000, you don't understand the amount of discipline I had to have. Because I wasn't making a lot of money. My first 2019, I made $65,000. 2020, I made $80,000. It wasn't until 2021 that I first made 100 grand. And by that time, I was damn close to 100,000. It was actually about 3 years it took me to get from $2,000 in my name to over 100 grand. And there weren't any choices. I didn't have a choice. You know, when I bought this property to do Airbnb, I didn't have a choice. I mean, at this point, to not do the things I've done to get to a point where I could potentially run a positive cash flowing Airbnb, right? I have no choice. You don't have a choice. You want to achieve something. You want to run a marathon. You want to save $100,000. You want to become a millionaire. You want to, make $100,000 a year. You don't have a choice. There is one choice. And then you already know what it is. See, in life, we don't get more than what we feel we are worthy or that we deserve. We do not get more than what we feel we are worthy or that we deserve. Let me say that again. In life, we do not get more than what we feel we are worthy of or that we deserve. And we all think, right, that these things are going to happen. But in reality, when we lay down at bed at night, we know whether we deserve the things that we want or we don't. We know whether we deserve the significant other that we want or we don't. We know whether we deserve the results that we want or we don't. We know. And we know that not based on how many books we read, not based on the podcasts that we listen to, not based on, you know, the courses that we take or whatever. We know it based on the work that we do. That's how we know whether we feel we deserve something. See, when you actually do the work, when you actually go out and make the choice, we have a goal, you make the one choice that you have, then over time, what begins to happen, when you show up early, you stay late, you go the extra mile, you do the extra phone calls, you stay disciplined with your money, and you spend less than you make, and you do that, and you do that, and you do that, and you make that one choice that you have, you make that one choice, then eventually over time, you go to bed at night and you go, damn right I fucking deserve that. Damn right I deserve this to happen. Damn right I deserve $100,000 a year. Damn right I deserve $200,000 a year. Damn right I deserve to run a successful business. Damn right I deserve this fucking marathon. Damn right, because you actually did the work, because you actually made the one choice that was the only option that you had, which was to actually do the thing to get the thing that you want. Then you start to feel like you deserve it, and then all of a sudden, it starts happening. My first year making $100,000 a year was, I knew that I deserved to make that $100,000. I knew, because I knew the freaking work I put in. In fact, I deserved to probably make a lot more than I did that year based on the work that I had put in. I knew that I deserved it because there was no one that worked harder than me. There was no one that put in more effort than me. There was no one willing to sacrifice much as I was willing to sacrifice. There wasn't. I went all over the freaking country. I was there every day, early, stayed late. I didn't take fucking vacations. So when I made $100,000, it was $105,000. I was like, holy shit. I deserve that. I expected this to happen because I put in the freaking work. I'm putting in the work. I made the decisions that it took to make the money that I wanted to finally freaking make in my life. And the problem is that we have all these people in the world that expect these things to happen, but then they feel like they have a choice. They feel like they have a choice whether they show up early or not. You don't have a freaking choice. You got to show up early. You want to, back when I was playing college soccer, my last year, I wanted to have the best season of my career. I wanted to see what the hell I could do. I wanted to play. I wanted to be a starter. I wanted to be a leader. So in preseason, before preseason, I didn't have a choice whether I went out and ran and got fit. The only decision was to go out and run and get fit so that the first day of preseason, I was in immaculate freaking shape. That was the only choice. Now, the result was not promised. The result was not promised. But when I was put on that field to start, I freaking deserved it. I knew I deserved it. I had earned it. And I had that confidence about me. See, confidence comes from what you do in the dark. What you do behind closed doors. I was out working my ass off, running 6-7 days a week, miles on miles on miles. I used to text my assistant coach every day the picture of the treadmill or my watch showed how many miles I ran. The only choice was the work. That was the only choice. And while there were a lot of other people that I took their spots when I came in, the captain of the team, I ended up playing over the captain. He sat the bench the majority of the year. I ended up playing over him. Why? Because in the offseason, he didn't put in the work. He didn't put in the work. He felt he had a choice on whether he could go out and run or not run. He felt like he had a choice. See, for me, I didn't feel like I had a choice. I showed up to every practice 30 to 45 minutes early, ran my own drills. Before practice started, every single practice, I didn't have a choice, guys. The only choice I had to make, if the result was that I wanted to play and I wanted to take the captain's position, the only choice I had to make was to show up 30, 45 minutes early and do my own training, to do the extra running. And I got what I felt I would deserved and was worthy of. And the truth is that we may say, oh, we deserve this or we're worthy of these things. But we know when we laid our head down at night, we know when we laid our head down on that freaking pillow, whether we deserve it or not, we know on the inside. We know. If I want to go out and run a 4-hour marathon right now, I know I don't deserve it. It's not going to freaking happen, guys. I haven't put in the work to make that happen. But if I go out for 4 or 5 months and I put in the work, then I know that I deserve it and it's more likely to happen. This illusion of choice, you don't have a choice. There is one choice. There's one decision. You got to get that through your head. You want something, you want a specific thing, you've got to get that through your head. You have one choice, and that's the work. And you already know what it is. You want to lose weight? You don't have a choice of whether you eat good or not. You got to eat good. You don't have a choice on whether you go to the gym or not. You got to go to the gym. It's one decision. You want to be elite? You want to be great? You have one choice. You have one way to operate, and that's it. You don't have many choices in your life. Now, if you don't want to accomplish anything, I don't understand why you'd be listening to this podcast, but if you don't want to accomplish anything in your life, then yeah, you have many choices. But if you want to accomplish something, you have one choice. One decision. Happy opportunity, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you found value in this podcast, please share it with a friend. Would love to spread the message and really appreciate you taking some time to listen and support the podcast. Have a great day.